The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Vaughn, what's the latest from Donald Trump? Because everybody wants to know what he's saying, right? Also, sad story about this Canadian hostage who was killed in the Philippines, and the latest on the footsteps of ISA. Can you hear them? Or ISIS, rather. Can you hear them? I can certainly hear them. And Prince from last week, more on what's happening with his estate, what happened in his death, the latest developments. Seems everywhere I go, there is just a sea of purple. I went to a birthday party for a friend over the weekend, and it was all about Prince. Let me tell you, I can't tell you how many Prince songs they played. But as I said, we're bouncing back to politics. We have Bob Ney from Talk Media News with us. Hey, Bob, let me ask you this, because you would have been in the Prince era somewhat. Did you like Prince's music, Purple Rain and all that?
I jog every day to Little Red Corvette, every day.
Oh, you know what? I love that song, too.
Yeah, I was a Prince era guy, no question about it.
Yeah, very, very strange. What's really wild is, you know, we had the loss of David Bowie and some other musicians, but I think his has been the biggest, because you see tributes all over the place, but you see landmarks that have turned purple, like the Ben Franklin Bridge, the Empire State Building. You know, it's just everything that can be purple has turned purple.
Yeah, he was a big deal.
Absolutely, no question about it. So let's jump to the trail and the latest with Donald Trump. I mean, he's still kind of doing his same thing. Supposedly, there was a turn in the campaign. This was like the new, different, sanitized version of Donald Trump. But it certainly didn't seem like it over the weekend. I don't know that you can change Donald Trump. Do you think?
Well, you know, you have Corey Lewandowski, who, by the way, of disclosure, which I have on your show, he ran my 1998 and my 2000 campaigns. You know, and he's Donald Trump's campaign manager, so I always like to get that out of the way. Corey was Trump, let Trump be Trump. He wrote it on a chalkboard, right?
Yeah.
Then in comes Paul Manafort. You have the whole incident with the reporter, which goes away, but then they come in, and they move Lewandowski laterally. They don't fire him, but Manafort comes in, and he then all of a sudden, I think, makes a huge error by saying, that's not really Donald. You know, we're changing a few things, and all of a sudden people said, well, is he not true on the wall? Is he not true on these things? So they're coming to some kind of balance, but Trump is still going to be Trump. They're not going to all of a sudden make him into, you know, a wallflower in the corner. And I understand what Manafort says and Lewandowski. Somewhere in between those two guys and between their styles, because Lewandowski got Trump to where he's at, but somewhere in between their styles is where they should be, okay? You know, maybe not all the way to Lewandowski style, not all the way to the Manafort style. And I think Trump's just wavering in and out between those two styles is what he's doing.
Yeah, wow, interesting stuff. The, you know, as we look and see what's happening underneath the hood with Trump's campaign, what about Cruz? He's everywhere he can possibly be, talking about being headed to a contested convention. But if I were running his campaign, I guess that makes sense to say that. Why not? Just keep pushing it out there, right?
Well, today I think they made a horrible error today. I mean, just absolutely horrible. I believe it was on your show maybe last week I had said that maybe it's time for Cruz and Kasich to announce a ticket together, do something bold, right? Because obviously Trump is you know, winning, and to do something bold. Well, they didn't do that. They announced this half-baked, I won't campaign in one state, you don't campaign in the other. Then all of a sudden they started backtracking, and frankly, Ted kind of made Kasich look like, I don't know what, not too good. And then Kasich was saying, well, you know, what's collusion? Well, I don't even know what that word is. He sort of yells at the press. They came up with this half-baked plan, and it really was half-baked. When I saw that today, I said, you've got to be kidding me. You know, you don't do these kinds of things. Every day now, and I think what Cruz is doing is okay in a sense, but every day Cruz is talking about Donald Trump. Every day. all day long. And Trump is talking about Donald Trump. So this, tomorrow, I think Trump is going to sweep all five states. And that momentum is going to be going. And Ted Cruz, who's the Indiana guy. Look, John Kasich is the governor next door, you know, and John and I served in a county together here in Ohio. I've known him forever. Kate, he's the governor next door in Indiana. He's going to back off campaigning. So this thing's taking twists. I think this is the potential nail in the coffin for Kasich and Cruz if they don't stop this. I really do.
Yeah, that was absolutely. That was a cockamamie thing that happened later in the day. Yeah, I agree. I was so surprised. Who came up with that strategy? I absolutely agree. It's one thing when Cruz is just out there on the weekend selling the whole contested campaign, all that.
Sure.
But then to switch gears and say you take this and you take that is just a very, very odd.
Yeah, then they didn't go ahead with it, which is even worse. If you're going to do something, do it. My dad used to say, you know, do something even if it's wrong, but don't do something half-baked, which is what they did.
I love that.
And then on the other side, Hillary Clinton just cannot get rid of Bernie Sanders.
No, he's not going anywhere.
No. Well, not at all.
I agree.
Every dependency, he's going to quit. He's not going to stop. So this is fascinating. But tomorrow's going to be a big sweep day for Hillary, although Bernie may win Rhode Island. But I think it's going to be a Donald Trump. I think he potentially takes all five.
Yeah, I think so, too. Absolutely. Hey, last one. Did you see this thing about James Clapper, FBI, talking about ISIS and Al-Qaeda could actually hit the U.S. before the election? He was he said something about it, you know, when you talk about the director of national intelligence talking about the possibility of a strike. What do you think of that possibility? I mean, isn't that always a possibility? Don't we already know that we could be hit?
Yeah, what was Tom Ridge, remember Bush's guy?
Oh,
get the duct tape on the windows.
Yeah.
My sister called me, I remember, in Ohio, and she said, what are you going to do? You know, you're in D.C., I'm putting duct tape on my windows in Ohio, and I said, I'm going to have a Pepsi if the bomb comes. What am I going to do? I mean, they say these things all the time, and I think unless you have a credible threat. I don't know if they're trying to protect themselves or what, but I think they should have a little caution. Yeah, there could be a strike. There could be a strike in the next week.
Yeah, really. Again, it was like when you had those alerts at the airport. What color is it going to be? And remember the deciding on whether it was going to be orange or red
and green stuff.
Yeah.
And then they might lose their credibility. I mean, then again, I think, well, you know, what does he know that we don't know? But if he did really know for sure something, then they should say, hey, you know, there's a potential strike we know that's going to be in New York City or D.C. or something. But I think sometimes it's a protect yourself thing.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. Just in case clause. All right, Bob Ney, always interesting to talk to you. Thank you so much for coming on.
You too. Thank you, Kate.
All right, James Clapper, the director of national intelligence, saying that, you know, as Bob said, is this kind of a, you just got to kind of cover your back so that something does happen. Hey, well, we told everyone, but so vague. I mean, just such a vague thing to say that, well, yeah, you know, we could be hit before the election. It seems that that's a huge possibility. And, you know, he's at a press breakfast hosted by the Christian Science Monitor, and he was asked about that, if that the U.S. was going to be a target, whether they could do something or not. And would it have an effect on the country or the election? He said it would probably have some impact. Well, let's hope that doesn't happen, right? Hang with us.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one anyone suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you look at Marco Rubio, he did much better than Kasich. He has more, he to this day has more delegates. This is just a guy who's a stubborn guy who eats like a slob and shouldn't have press conferences while he's stuffing stuff down his throat. Honest, I've never seen anything like it. But this is a guy who's a stubborn guy. I'm not leaving. He's one for 42.
Wow, Donald Trump going after John Kasich, Mr. Good Guy, calls him a slob, says he should stop eating when he's talking. So much for playing this role of hanging back. That's not the question. And in the meantime, the RNC, Rens Priebus, talking about who is going to be crowned. You know, it's interesting because he was asked this. He basically, you know, the Koch brothers, he dismissed Koch's slam of the Republican White House field, just, you know, kind of threw it out the window. And the funny thing is there's actually a point here. This is what we said on this show. These are the best of the best. This is what you have. Like, we're basically saying, well, you know, with this is what we have, then that's what we're going to go with. That's, you know, seems ridiculous to me. Wouldn't it be better if you had, like, massive options? It's like, oh, man, are you kidding me? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, I can't decide who we should have. It's just too tough to even make that decision. But Priebus, when he was asked about it on the Sunday Swirl, just dismissed the whole idea of Charlie Koch's criticism of the field. He said, you know, Koch and his brothers have for years given, of course, millions to conservative causes and candidates. But so far, they're on the sidelines for this race. They're like, eh, they're just on the sidelines. And Priebus, when he was asked about it on ABC's This Week, He said, look, they have their own activities they work on. We have ours. There isn't actually that much intersection between us. Somehow I doubt that. If I'm Priebus, I want to know the Koch brothers. I want to go on their yachts. I want to hang with the Koch brothers. Come on. Of course they know each other. Of course he has interactions with them. But he has to distance himself from the comment, I suppose. But, you know, Koch said he wouldn't put a penny into trying to stop Trump, even though he doesn't want to support Donald Trump. He says he wouldn't put a penny into that. None of it. He said these personal attacks and pitting one person against the other, that's the message you're sending this country. You're terrible role models. And he has a point. It is kind of ridiculous, isn't it? Because it's just gone way beyond the pale. Way beyond the pale. Now, one of the things that Priebus did say, and why I'm racking up his words for you, is he was pretty matter-of-fact about Republican voters being divided between Trump and Cruz. So let me ask you, this is a vast audience of millions. It's a little show that could. We think it's a big deal, right? So, is it divided? Do you think it's divided between Trump and Cruz? Priebus said it's pretty evenly split. Trump has more delegates from winning primaries and delegates. Cruz has done better appealing to the delegates who will vote for the nominee at the July convention. He says it's going to be a close contest in the next 60 days. I don't know. My math must be really fuzzy. I don't know how it's going to be a close contest. He's basically saying we are going to definitely have an open convention. And I'm telling you right now, it's a close call so that they can make the move. The guys with the cigars and the best booze, they can make the moves. But to me, this goes in the face of what the country's saying. Like it or not, I mean, if everybody is picking on the Republican side, Donald Trump, look, it's like the Democrats. How many Democrats do you talk to that are enthralled by Hillary, that really, deep down, really are psyched about Hillary, really want her? I got to say, not that many. Not that many. And it's kind of a, okay, this is who we're going with. So this isn't the strategy of the Republicans. People are saying they want Trump. And yeah, there is some votes for Cruz, but hardly compared to Trump. But we're just going to warn you ahead of time, it's going to be an open convention. Wow. Crazy. What do you think? Will the world go crazy and will Cleveland explode if Cruz gets the nomination? Talk about pulling the rug out. I think Donald Trump will let it go. Craziness. All right, let's move on to, as we zig and zag into a couple of different directions, because I want to finish up something that we talked about last week. And, of course, it was Obama and his trip to Saudi Arabia and going to England as well. And I'll tell you, who got more ink, little Prince George or Obama? I think it was Prince George. But you're going to love this. Something that I was just talking to somebody about. Obama just may reveal the connection, the secret Saudi connection to what happened on 9/11. And so then when we say, well, why would he be going over there? That was something we talked about. Why would he be going over there? To tell them he was going to reveal what was in the 28 pages? Well, that kind of makes sense. Because this is the last hurrah. There's only less than a year until that's it for his presidency. And clear this up. So check this out. The documents are kept in a secure room. We know this. In the basement of the Capitol. Secret, secret stuff. Really, I spy. And they have information from the Joint Congressional Inquiry into the specific sources of foreign support for some of the September 11th hijackers while they were in the U.S. So Bob Graham, remember him, he was co-chair of the panel. He's saying, look, that document flow points suspicion at the Saudis. And he says that they told him intelligence officials would decide in the next couple of weeks whether to release at least parts of the documents. And this disclosure is interesting because it comes when there is strained relations between us and Saudi Arabia, which would make sense for the whole Obama visit, all of that kind of stuff. I mean, there were eyewitness reports or allegations. We know that. There were evidence about the hijackers. 15 of the 19 hijackers were citizens of Saudi Arabia. So that's the secret? No. And the Saudi government says it's been wrongfully and morbidly accused of complicity in the attacks. And they're fighting extremists and working to clamp down on the funding. You think they're really working to clamp down on the funding? You think the family, the kingdom, is really doing that? And they say they would welcome the declassification of the 28 pages because they could respond to any of the allegations and clear the air. You know, and these pages were actually not put in because President Bush said that the release would divulge intelligence sources and a bunch of methods. But Ben Rhodes, who is Obama's deputy national security advisor, says the president asked Clapper, the national intelligence director, who we were just talking about, to review the papers for possible declassification. So now I'm curious more than ever, what's in these 28 pages? Something that implicates the Saudis maybe more than we thought. I mean, who's in there or what's in there that might, I don't know, shock us? And if you've got some on the Hill who have seen the 28 pages and say that this is going to be closure for the victims' families, well, bingo, right there. If I'm one of the families, I definitely want to know. And even California Congressman Adam Schiff, who is the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, has read the pages, said this past week he wants to see them declassified and end the speculation. So you have Republicans who have read it and Democrats who have read it, and they say declassified. Forget the debate. The uncertainty probably causes more damage, don't you think? Because we're just imagining what could be in there. What is it that we think we're seeing? I mean, the U.S. covered up the Saudi role in 9/11. We just look at how many were involved. I don't know. What do you think? Think it's the ending of some tale that we had no idea about? I don't think so. 855-266-5283. Meet you over the fence for more.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Longevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite longevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
If we could have made such an estimate, and if such an estimate were easy to do and explainable without compromise, we'd have done it a long time ago. So we will, we're looking at several options right now, none of which are optimum. They all have drawbacks.
All right, so that's James Clapper, and he certainly made news with a couple of different things, and we've talked about it a little bit here earlier with the right from the get-go at the top of the show, is are we going to see some sort of an attack or not? Also, ask the questions of what's going to happen with the 28 pages, if it's, you know, declassified, how damaging would it be or not be? And then the other deal is, what about, you know, talking about internet security and what is it that we can do? And one of the things that Clapper said is that Ed Snowden sped up the sophistication of crypto, basically saying it's not a good thing. So he smashes Snowden, who says that because of that, what they had forecasted for 7 years is now faster. It's 3 years that they got to get there, saying that the revelations made, when you look at encryption, basically, it moved things up, and it's not necessarily a good thing. So what's happened is we've seen this with the Islamic State. They've been the most sophisticated users so far at this point with the encryption. And what happens now, other media outlets have certainly reported that ISIS is known to use WhatsApp and Telegram and, you know, other encrypted messages. And the New York Times is saying that ISIS is using TrueCrypt, which is a known encryption software service. So, I mean, there you go. Like, we didn't think this was going to happen or see it. And, of course, you know, how do you allow secure communications if you think about it? If you have secure communications, you've got these cryptographer experts saying with these technologies that gives the law, basically law enforcement, government, a method to access some materials that would lead to compromised security. So, I mean, it's a mess trying to figure out which is the right way to go. And the bottom line is, I think you follow the breadcrumbs when it comes to ISIS, of course, and we saw what happened with the whole Apple deal. They were able to bust open the phone, although it cost $1 million to do it, and they didn't have to bust heads with Apple in court, but eventually that day is definitely coming. If you want to throw your two cents into the well, Dan in Texas is up. You can, 855-266-5283, or shoot me an email, americatonight.net. Hello, Dan in Texas.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Listen, with all this stuff that's going on, I'm glad that you're losing weight, because you're going to have to make that march.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I deferred from your diet tonight. I fixed pork chop sandwiches. Giant pork chops, greasy pork chop. Oh God, that was good.
Wait, you got to stop that. So a pork chop sandwich, what does that look like? What do you have in a sandwich?
Lettuce, tomato, mustard, mayonnaise, ketchup, and a big fat pork chop right in the middle, and then big chunk of wheat bread on top of it, and plum larping. I was licking my chops, talking to your screener, telling him all about it, and he was telling me about his roasted chicken and his leftover Chinese food, and I said, well, you are our survivor, and he laughed about that. But, you know, we go to these airports, and we have to take off our shoes and everything like that. Why do we have to do that?
I know. I agree with you. Why do we have to do that? Who are we stopping? What terrorists? Ourselves? I mean,
You know, why are we even contemplating there's only one group of people that causes terrorism? That's Muslims. Why are we letting Muslims in? Why is a Wahhabist building mosques in this country as fast as they can build them and get legalization to build them in these communities and then recruiting more Muslims, our own Muslims? They do the same thing in every country they go into, and you talk about your ISIS? Well, the ISIS people are all Sunni. The people fighting them are Shia. Obama has a whole picture of himself on the side of a building in a Shia-monopolated regime called Iran. He just made a deal for $150 billion that they get to keep, and we're supposed to pay attention to what they're doing, blah, 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 but you know that's a joke. This guy is the worst enemy we've ever had, and he's a Muslim, and he's a Shia, and he doesn't want anything for America except our death. And these people are doing this little by little, and the rest of you out there can't see what's happening, but little by little, they're slowly encroaching and taking over, little by little, just year by year by year. Already, Obama's brought in about 7 million Muslims to this country, and he wants to bring in more. He just settled a bunch in Texas from Syria. You know I'm telling you the straight of the cape.
Yeah, you know how I feel, and I think you're right. In one way, yes. In another way, blanket statements. Oh, my gosh. That's what happened in the beginnings of the United States. But I get it. I get it, because we keep tracing it back to ultimately the same group of people with the religious hatred, and so I understand.
They do not love us in any way, shape, or form. We're either convert or be killed.
Yeah, now that's a good thing to throw open. I'm going to throw how many people listening to the show? We'll throw that open, Dan. How many people that are listening to us, and you've heard Dan go back and forth with me on this, how many people agree with what Dan is saying? 855-266-5283. Or you can send me an email, americatonight.net. My opinion on this is absolutely extremist, nutbags, hiding behind the Muslim faith and saying that this is, you know, this is, okay, we're taking this to the extreme and we're going to go and kill anyone who does not convert, and that certainly is the whole ISIS cry. But I think it's also hiding behind religion, which is a brutal thing to do, but we certainly have seen that in our history. We've sadly seen that happen in the United States. We've seen that happen in so many wars. The ridiculous excuse and the lack of toleration and all of that. And again, here's what you have to think of. It's like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, one of the greatest basketball players of all time. Would you tell him he has to get on a boat and leave? I mean, of course not. He's done amazing things for charity. He's written about it in Time magazine that he thinks it's abhorrent and they're hiding and there's snakes behind the religion. And if you really pay attention to the Quran and you were to interpret it specifically that way, you could make a case for it, which is ridiculous. He says because they're out of their minds and they're extremists and they're violent and they're idiots. So I'm going to defer to him on that. I think you can make that case, absolutely. But here's the thing. You do go back to the same group of people, and that's the problem. I mean, that's the problem with what's happening in fears and what's happening in other countries, etc. So it's that argument that, you know, that doesn't wash with so many because we keep hearing the same thing over and over and over and, you know, over again. And as a basketball legend, he addresses this. He is a prominent Muslim, and he addresses the problem. He says, it's not easy being a Muslim in America, but my choice was a spiritual one. And that's what I did. That was my conversion. And he talks about peace in Islam and speaks out against those that are standing, you know, hiding behind it. So, you know, it's just, I mean, again, this is something that you can twist in lots of different directions. No question about it. Now, you want to talk about the state of the United States. You want to talk about these 28 pages and some of the idiotic things that have gone on where we did not connect the dots and we're hoping and praying that that doesn't happen again. Yeah, absolutely. And as Dan makes the reference to the shoes, I agree. We're taking off our shoes. You see people, you know, it's like you're doing, remember that dance from the 90s, the Macarena? It's like you're doing the Macarena to get through the TSA. It's ridiculous because people get upset, and especially frequent travelers, business travelers, when you have other people that have kids and families and older people, and you're dumping all your things into bins and taking off your shoes and your coats and putting your arms up so that they can put you in the tube. And, you know, are they going to stop anyone this way? Is it dissuading anyone, really? Somebody who wants to get on the backside of the airport, what do? They apply for a job. Or they know somebody and pay them off and they give them their pass, or some other thing happens when it comes to the airport. The security issue is more about the employees, I think, than anything else, and who they know and what's happening on the backside of the airport versus somebody walking right through the front. Right through the front. Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to talk about Prince. Some of the latest developments on his death and just a wild reaction to the, you know, the death of Prince, just how big his death was in so many people's eyes. So much purple, like I mentioned at the top, all over the place. Stay with us.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
He did his Purple Rain bit too. Almost anyone who gave a concert that knew Prince or was influenced by his music, or just to reach out to the millions who were doing that, did a little tribute to Prince. So here's the latest on what happened as we flip to the tail end of this hour of America Tonight. I did get a lot of emails from many of you about Prince, so that's why we're talking about it. And as you know, our studio emanates from the great city of Minneapolis. Very purple in Minneapolis, for sure. In fact, our man on the scene, Patrick Eggdorf. Patrick, have you been by Paisley Park at all?
I haven't actually been near Paisley Park. I've been meaning to go out there, and I definitely should, and I will. But I'm just waiting a little bit for all the traffic to die down, because it's been blocked up for miles in each direction. So
I've heard that. I heard it was just absolutely insane.
Which isn't
so
a bad
people,
thing.
No, it just shows you that the influence he had on the people in the city, but also people coming into the city that just feel like they want to somehow see a glimpse of his life.
And, yeah, it's really nice, too, because the city of Chanhassen is right next to my hometown of Chaska, so it's, you know, within a couple minutes. And I used to pass by Paisley Park almost several times a week.
Ah, so how about that? Yeah, so you know exactly what we're talking about. So days after his death, all the memorials, you know, they sprang up almost immediately, like Patrick's saying, he's even waiting and he lives right there because it's so crazy with the people coming in. But, you know, everybody's been remembering the musician who was found dead inside an elevator at his studios. And so here it is, you know, after the news came out that he died, they keep talking about the private plane making an emergency landing in Illinois after he gave his last concert, who knew, in Atlanta. And now more details are coming out about that. The FAA audio, Prince's private plane asking for the landing in the Quad Cities and that airport there, you know, having to take him to the hospital. So he was rushed there, and, you know, when he came home, he said he was fine, and then the rest is history, obviously. The autopsy results are still pending. The cause of death, they just have it listed as unknown right now. They think it's going to be 4 weeks before they get the results, so there's no rush on this autopsy. And his remains have been cremated. There was a small group of his close people that said goodbye, they say, in a ceremony. They're going to have a future date for a musical celebration, apparently. And it's all about the purple in Minneapolis. Thousands of people are making that pilgrimage. They're standing outside the entryway, blasting his songs and putting things up against the fence. And, you know, even the movie Purple Rain is coming to movie theaters and did over this past weekend for a limited run. Tickets sold out in hours as soon as they announced that. And if you remember, that was a 1984 movie. It made like $70 million. And Prince got an Oscar for Best Original Song. And it was a surprise to him, I think, when that happened. And now it's all about what happens next. And what is it that, you know, what is it that happened there? And what did he know with the landing of the plane? And what's this whole thing about the flu? And, you know, all the natural curiosities as to his death. And, you know, he's 57 years old, and some people keep saying, I've had this question in emails, well, how do you die from the flu? Well, you know, here's the thing. We don't know what else was mixed in there. Prescription drugs. There's been the suggestion that, you know, he's taking something and then it was the wrong mix. But because they're trying desperately to be so cautious because they don't want to release information that is erroneous, you're not going to do that if you're, you know, the chief medical examiner. You're not going to have your name tarnished by doing that. So here's the thing. What ultimately is it going to turn up? And here's what people said to me in emails. I think it's going to turn out that he was taking some sort of drugs and it didn't mix with the flu drugs. I think he was just run down and he had pneumonia and he didn't realize how weakened his state was. I got another one here from Jeff, and this isn't our official mailbag segment, but I got so many separate Prince emails, who says, Kate, do you think there's any chance that he was a big-time drug abuser and we just didn't know it? I'm going to say it doesn't seem like it at all. And not from what people around him say. That's not even really been suggested. This one is from Chris Kraft. I like the boat. I loved Prince, Kate, and I am just wishing they would release the autopsy sooner rather than later. Why can't they release the autopsy? Isn't there such a thing as a rush? Well, there is such a thing as a rush, but I think that's exactly the reason why they're being very cautious about it, not wanting to have the accusations fly around that somehow they muffed up his you know, mucked up his autopsy in any way or didn't look at something, just taking their time to make sure it's the right results. And that's not necessarily unusual. In any kind of a high-profile situation, sometimes in any death, it takes a lot longer than you would expect. Like, why can't, I don't get it, why can't this happen faster? And I think that's the whole idea here, is they piece together, you know, they find him in an elevator, he's dead in an elevator, and they go from there. He's not breathing, we can't resuscitate him, that's it. So now we got to figure out, we got to backtrack this, and that's why it's intriguing about the 911 call and the unexpected stop, didn't want to stay over in the hospital, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, here's the thing that is also intriguing. He wanted to have children, and his one wife had two children that died, you know, that they I think they had miscarriages. So he was a big-time planner, though. He was also supposedly a super good businessman. So with no children, his parents dead, twice divorced, then you ask yourself, well, who gets his millions? And did he die without a will? Minnesota law states that his estate would go to his sister and his half-siblings if that's the case. Without a will, control of the brand, including his record label and thousands of unreleased songs, would likely be transferred to his siblings. If Prince didn't have it, it would be very chaotic. I mean, he was a multimillionaire. He had a huge brand. He had a successful record label called NPG, the Paisley Park Recording Studios. He made most of his money from royalties from his songs and songs he wrote for other artists. His net worth, supposedly $300 million, give or take. So, I mean, just in the 3 days that he died, album sales were close to 600,000 or so. And people bought 2.3 million songs during that time. So think about the royalties of that. If he had a will, the transfer could still be messy too. But, I mean, who knows? Because did he have a close relationship with his siblings? And they supposedly the answer is, so-so. Not necessarily, right? And he's talked about his brother. I know I've heard him talk about his brother before. But isn't that interesting? If they have to sit here and figure out how they're going to divvy that all up. That's what happens. It's a good lesson for all of you. We've talked before to our pal, financial man, Mr. Steven, who comes on and says that's the whole idea of making sure you know where you're leaving it and who you're leaving it to for what it's worth. Hey, thanks for listening. Thanks for reaching out to us, too, as well. Stay tuned for more on America Tonight.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.